Imagine you are on a boat in a storm.
现在大家想象一下，你们在暴风雨中的船上。
You're wet and cold.
你又湿又冷。
Your boat is sinking in the waves.
你的船正在波浪中慢慢地往下沉。
Everything seems hopeless.
一切似乎都没有希望。
But suddenly you see the search and rescue boat coming to save you.
但忽然你看到搜救船过来，朝你前进，来救你。
How would you feel?
你会有什么感觉呢？
I would be so happy to be saved.
我将会非常高兴，我将要被救。
Now imagine if the search and rescue people came to save you.
现在想象一下，如果搜救人员来救你。
But instead of using a boat, they were walking on the water through the storm.
但他们没有用船，而是在水上行走，穿过风暴。
I think I would feel hope, but also I would be really shocked.
我可能会感到很有希望，但是也非常震惊。
And maybe a little scared.
或许还有点害怕。
That's what happens in today's Bible passage.
这就是在今天经文中所说的。
The disciples were in a terrible storm.
门徒们是处在一个可怕的风暴当中。
But Jesus didn't need a rescue boat to get to his disciples.
但耶稣不需要一个救援船去救门徒。
All he had to do was walk on the water to reach them.
耶稣所做的就是在水面上行走来接近门徒。
As we look at today's passage, I hope we can see how God can reach us in the storms in our lives.
当我们看今天的经文时，我希望我们可以看到神如何在我们的生命中，在生命的风暴中来接近我们。
When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. Darkness had already set in, but Jesus had not yet come to them.
经文上说，到了晚上，他的门徒下海边去，上了船，要过海往加百农去。天已经黑了，耶稣还没有来到他们那里。
The English congregation has been going through the Gospel of John.
现在英文堂正在讲一系列约翰福音的讲道。
Last week we looked at Jesus multiplying five loaves of bread and two fish to feed thousands of people.
上周我们看到耶稣用五饼二鱼来喂养成千的人。
After Jesus fed the crowd, the disciples get into a boat to cross the Sea of Galilee to Capernaum.
在耶稣喂饱众人之后，门徒就上船渡过加利利海去加百农。
Let's look at some details.
我们来看一下细节。
The disciples go down to the water in the evening when it is already dark.
门徒们在傍晚时下到水里，那时天已经黑了。
Back then, there were no LED flashlights or headlights.
那时候还没有手电筒。
The only light in the sky is probably the stars or the moon.
天空中唯一的光线可能就是星星或月亮。
The first picture is the kind of boat the disciples get into.
上面第一张图片就是门徒们上的那种船。
It was a small fishing boat.
是一个小渔船。
About as long as a UPS delivery truck.
就像是送货卡车那么长。
And a little bigger than a water taxi.
比水上小游艇再大一点。
It's not a big boat.
不是一个大船。
Now imagine that you are one of the disciples.
想象一下你们是其中一个门徒。
You are in that small boat at night, crowded with 11 other disciples.
你们在那个小船里和十一个门徒挤在一起。
They're planning to row from the east shore of the Sea of Galilee to Capernaum.
他们计划从加利利海的东岸，划到加百农。
The distance was probably close to 8 kilometers.
这距离可能大概是8公里的距离。
This is about the same distance as rowing a boat from Rocky Point Park to Belcarra.
大概是从 Rocky Point 公园到 Belcarra 公园的距离差不多。
It would take the disciples a few hours to row that distance.
大概要花门徒几个小时才能划完这个距离。
They were planning to row late into the night to get to the other side.
他们打算划船到深夜才能到达另一端。
Lastly, notice that Jesus is not with them.
在你们看到耶稣并没有和他们在一起。
It's only the 12 disciples in the boat.
船上只有12个门徒。
So what happens on their trip?
在这个行程当中发生了什么事呢?
A high wind arose and the sea began to churn.
经文上说, 忽然狂风大作,
the New Testament was originally written in Greek.
新约圣经最初是用希腊文写的。
The word for churn in Greek means to wake up.
翻腾起来, 这一词在, 希腊语当中是唤醒的意思。
It's like the sea was calm and sleeping when they started their trip.
就好像他们刚开始划船时, 大海是平静的, 沉睡的。
But while they were rowing, a strong wind suddenly hit.
但他们在划船时, 一阵强风忽然袭来。
And the sea is angry because the wind woke it up.
大海很生气, 因为风把它吵醒了。
Let's see if the video works. Here is a video that I found on YouTube, part of a video I found on YouTube.
这是我在YouTube上面看到的一个视频。
Someone recorded some strong wind and waves in the Sea of Galilee.
有人记录了加利利海的一些强风和海浪。
Could you play the video?
请你们放播放。
Imagine rowing a small boat with 11 people, other people at night, with even stronger wind and waves.
你想想晚上跟其他11个人一起, 在这样子比这样风浪更大的海上划一个小船。
The Gospels of Mark and Matthew tell us a little more.
在圣经中马可福音和马太福音中再告诉我们多一点那时的情况。
Mark 6:48, he saw them straining at the oars because the wind was against them.
马可福音6章48节说, 耶稣看见门徒因风不顺, 摇橹甚苦。
Matthew 14:24, meanwhile the boat was already some distance from land, battered by the waves because the wind was against them.
马太福音14章24节, 那时船在海中, 因风不顺, 被浪摇撼。
Mark writes that the disciples were straining at the oars.
马可写道,门徒们都紧张地划着船。
And Matthew writes that the boat was battered by the waves.
马太写道,船被海浪拍打着。
What is translated as straining and battered in English is actually the same word in Greek.
在英文中被翻译成,在中文中被翻译成甚苦和摇撼,在希腊文中其实是同一个词。
The original word means to torture or to cause pain.
这词的原意是指折磨或造成痛苦。
The disciples were in pain and suffering as they tried to row against the wind and the waves.
门徒们努力划船对抗风浪的过程中遭受了痛苦和折磨。
Even the boat was in pain and suffering.
甚至连船也在痛苦和折磨之中。
Next slide. Last time the disciples were in a storm, Jesus was with them in the boat.
上一次门徒经遇到风暴时，耶稣在船上跟他们在一起。
They saw Jesus tell the storm to stop, and it stopped.
他们看到, 耶稣告诉风暴停止，风暴就停止了。
But this time, Jesus wasn't in the boat.
但这一次耶稣不在船上。
Jesus is on dry land.
耶稣是在陆地上。
How could Jesus save them?
耶稣怎能拯救他们呢?
Does Jesus even know that the disciples are struggling on the water?
耶稣知道门徒们在水上挣扎吗?
They couldn't call Jesus on the radio.
他们不能用无线电呼叫耶稣。
Mayday, Mayday, we're sinking, Jesus, we're sinking!
救命救命,我们要沉没耶稣,我们正在下沉。
Jesus is far away, so the only thing they can do is keep fighting against the wind and the waves.
耶稣在远方,
can you imagine what the disciples felt in the storm?
你们能想象门徒们在风暴中的感受吗?
What storm are you in?
你们所处的风暴是什么呢?
I sometimes feel like I'm in a storm.
我有时觉得我处在风暴之中。
I have struggles, and I know that God can do something about them.
我在挣扎，我知道神能为我做些什么。
Sometimes I struggle with anxiety and worries about the future.
有时我在对未来而感到焦虑和担忧。
The Bible tells me how God gives peace in this crazy world.
但圣经告诉我，在这个疯狂的世界中，神如何赐给我们平安。
I struggled with finding satisfaction in God.
我曾经在神那里，曾经为了如何找到满足而挣扎。
The Bible tells me God is more satisfying than anything in the world.
但圣经告诉我，神比任何世界上所有东西都更能满足我。
I've struggled with self-worth.
我曾经因为我自我的价值而挣扎。
The Bible tells me that I am God's beloved son.
圣经告诉我，我是神的爱子。
I know all these things.
我知道这些，我知道所有这些的事情。
Just like the disciples knew that Jesus was able to save them from the storm.
就像门徒知道耶稣能够平静风浪一样。
But Jesus wasn't on the boat.
但耶稣并不在船上。
Sometimes it feels like Jesus isn't with me in the storm too.
有时我感觉不到耶稣在我的风暴当中。
Sometimes it feels like Jesus is far away.
有时我感觉耶稣就在遥远的别处。
I know that God has helped me in the past, but sometimes even those times feel so far away.
我知道神在过去曾经帮助我，但有时那些过去的经历也感觉很遥远。
It could feel like the storms in my life are so loud. No matter how loud I pray, God can't hear me.
有时候觉得我生命中的风暴是如此的大，不管我如何大声的祷告，神都听不到我。
And because I am alone in my boat, I have to keep rowing hard until I get through the storm.
因为我在这个船上是孤独的，我必须自己努力的划船，直到我度过这场风暴。
I have to work hard to control my world so that I don't feel so anxious.
我必须努力的掌控我的世界，这样我就不会感到如此的焦虑。
I have to work hard to get what gives me satisfaction.
我必须经过努力才能得到满足。
I have to work hard to be good enough so that people will like me and make me feel like somebody.
我必须努力才让自己变得更优秀，这样人家才会喜欢我，让我觉得自己有存在感。
Maybe.You feel the need. You need to try harder until you get through the storm.
或许你觉得你必须要加倍努力，直到你度过难关。
Or maybe you've given up.
或者是你放弃了。
You accept that the storm in your life will never go away.
你接受了你生命中的风暴永远不会消失的事实。
You believe you will never overcome that nagging sin in your life.
你相信你永远无法克服你生命中那时时困扰你的罪。
You believe you will never experience joy because life is always going to be terrible.
你相信你永远不会喜乐，因为生活总是很糟糕。
Maybe you're agnostic because you believe God is unknowable, and it is impossible to know who God is.
或者你是不可知论者，因为你相信神是不可知的，不可能知道他是谁。
What storm are you in?
你处于什么样的风暴当中呢？
Even if it feels like you'll never get through the storm, there is hope.
虽然感觉你永远无法度过这个风暴，但仍然有希望。
The story of the disciples continues.
门徒的故事还在继续。
After they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea. He was coming near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid."
门徒摇橹约行了十里多路，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。耶稣对他们说：“是我，不要怕。”
The disciples rowed around 4 to 6 kilometers.
门徒大概划了4到6公里。
Matthew and Mark both note the time was the fourth watch, which is between 3 and 6 a.m.
马太和马可福音那时候都指出，大概是凌晨3到6点之间。
The disciples started rowing in the evening and rowed against the storm through the night.
门徒在傍晚时候开始划船，迎着风暴划了一整夜。
And it was getting close to morning.
然后已经慢慢接近了早晨了。
After all that struggle, they were probably only halfway there.
经过了那么多的挣扎，他们可能只划了一半。
Imagine being splashed by the waves for hours.
想象一下被风浪拍打了几个小时。
Being cold from the wind blowing on you all night.
被风吹了一晚，非常冷。
Tired from rowing this boat all night long.
整晚划船非常的累。
Probably seasick from being tossed around.
因为被船翻来覆去而晕船。
And you're maybe halfway there.
或许你才划了一半。
Suddenly, Jesus shows up walking on water.
忽然耶稣出现在水上行走。
I don't know if I need to tell you, but walking on the water was not normal in ancient times.
不知道是否要告诉你，在水面上行走在古代的时候是不正常的。
When the disciples saw Jesus, they were afraid.
当门徒看到耶稣时，他们很害怕。
Matthew and Mark note that the disciples thought Jesus was a ghost.
马太和马克指出，门徒以为耶稣是鬼怪。
They were not expecting Jesus to rescue them by walking on the water.
他没有想到耶稣会通过在水上行走来救他们。
So Jesus tells them, "It's me. Don't be afraid."
因此耶稣告诉他们，是我，不要害怕。
He walked several kilometers on top of the water to get to the disciples.
耶稣在水面上走了几公里才到达耶稣那，才到达门徒那里。
Not even a storm on the sea could stop Jesus from reaching them.
甚至海上的风暴也不能阻止耶稣到达门徒那里。
Not even the laws of physics or nature.
甚至物理学或自然界的规律也不能阻止耶稣到达门徒那里。
What is Jesus doing to reach you?
耶稣正在做什么来到达你身边，亲近你呢？
There have been a few times when I have felt lost in a storm.
有好几次我在风暴中感到迷失。
And I felt as if Jesus was nowhere near me.
而我觉得耶稣好像没有在我身边。
And suddenly I got a text from someone I know.
忽然我收到一条来自我认识的人的短信。
And the person tells me, "Hey Jonathan, I was thinking about you today. Are you okay?"
那人告诉我 "Hey Jonathan, 我今天在想你，你还好吗?"
And it felt kind of spooky.
这感觉很诡异。
How did you know I was struggling?
你怎么知道我正在挣扎呢?
Are you reading my mind or spying on me?
你是会读心术还是在监视我?
How do you know that I need help right now?
你怎么知道我现在正需要帮助?
Usually the person tells me they were praying.
通常这些人告诉我他们正在祷告。
And they felt God wanted them to pray for me and ask me how I'm doing.
他们觉得神希望他们为我祷告而问我过得如何。
I realized that God had sent someone to help me in my time of need.
我意识到神在我需要的时候派人来帮助我。
What is Jesus doing to reach you?
耶稣现在在做什么来接近你呢?
What is God telling you that you should be doing this storm?
耶稣现在正在告诉你，你要你在这场风暴中你应该做什么呢?
Are you listening for God by reading your Bible?
你是否通过阅读圣经来聆听神呢?
Are you calling out to God for help?
你是否在向神呼求帮助呢?
Maybe you feel God is telling you to be still and pray to Him.
也或许你觉得神正在告诉你，你要静下来，向他祷告。
Are there other Christians around you that God is using to reach you?
你周围是否有其他的基督徒被神用来接近你呢?
Maybe Jesus is trying to reach out to you, but you're too busy dealing with your struggles that you don't notice.
也或许耶稣正在向你伸出援手，但是因为你太忙于挣扎中而没有注意到呢。
We sometimes need to take a step back and ask ourselves, "What is Jesus doing to reach me?"
我们有时需要退一步，问自己，耶稣在做什么来接近我呢？
Then they were willing to take him on board, and at once the boat was at the shore where they were heading.
门徒就喜欢接他上船。船立时到了他们所要去的地方。
The disciples bring Jesus into the boat, and they soon arrive at shore.
门徒们把耶稣带到船上，他们很快就到了岸上。
Jesus saved them and brought them to safety.
耶稣救了他们，把他们安全地带到岸上。
What would have happened if they didn't invite Jesus in the boat?
如果他们当时没有邀请耶稣上船，会发生什么事呢？
What if Jesus came during the storm, but the disciples wanted to keep rowing on their own?
如果耶稣在风暴中向门徒们走去，但门徒却想自己继续划船呢？
It sounds kind of silly.
听起来很傻。
Hi, Jesus, you can walk ahead the shore. We'll keep rowing and meet you there. Bye-bye.
Hi, 耶稣，你可以继续往前走到岸上，我们会继续划船，我们在那里等你，再见。
How often do we do that to Jesus?
我们有多少次是对耶稣这样做呢？
I went through a lonely phase for several years.
我经历了几年很孤单的时候。
And God brought a few groups of friendly Christians into my life.
曾经将很多的基督徒带到我的生命当中。
Other believers that I could study the Bible with.
其他的基督徒我可以跟他们一起学习圣经。
Pray with.
一起祷告。
Grow with.
一起成长。
But I remember making up excuses.
但我记得我当时找了一些借口。
I don't want to drive 30 minutes to meet them.
我不想开车开30分钟去见他们。
I prefer people that are more like me.
我喜欢那些跟我更像的人。
I'll find my own friends.
Oh, 我会自己找我自己的朋友。
Jesus came to me in the storm, but I said, I don't need your help.
耶稣在风暴中来到我的身边，但我说我不需要你的帮助。
I could have avoided so many painful years of loneliness.
我本来可以避免那些多年孤独的痛苦。
It wasn't God's fault that I was in the storm for so long.
我在风暴中待了这么久，不是神的错。
It was mine.
是我的。
What do you need to do to let Jesus into your boat?
你需要做什么来让耶稣进入你的船上呢？
Maybe you need to stop fighting on your own against your sins.
也许你需要停止靠自己的力量与你的罪对抗。
You need to admit that you can't save yourself from your sins.
你需要承认你无法从你自己的罪中拯救自己。
Jesus died on the cross to reach out and offer you forgiveness.
耶稣死在十字架上，向你伸出援手。饶恕你。
You need to believe that he died for your sins and bring him into your life.
你需要相信耶稣为你的罪而死，并且将他带入你的生活当中。
Maybe you see all the brokenness in the world.
也许你看到世界上所有破碎的事情。
Climate change is making the weather worse and worse.
全球暖化使气候变得越来越糟。
The pandemic keeps going.
疫情持续延烧。
You can't find any hope in the storms of daily bad news.
你每天在每天的坏消息中，你找不到任何的希望。
You need to stop looking for hope in this world because Jesus offers you perfect hope for this life and eternity.
你需要停止在这世界上寻找希望，因为耶稣已为你提供今生和永生的完美盼望。
Maybe God feels so far because you don't spend any time with him.
也许你觉得神离你很遥远，因为你没有花时间和他在一起。
God gave you the Bible.
神给你圣经。
He gave you the ability to pray to him.
他让你可以祷告的力量。
He gave you a church family so that you can experience God's love along with other people.
他给你一个教会的家庭，让你能够与其他人一起经历神的爱。
God is doing so much to reach you.
神在做很多的事情来接近你。
What will you do to let him in your boat?
你要做什么才能让他进入你的船呢？
Which of the following questions is God putting on your mind?
接下来哪个问题是神放在你心中的呢？
What storm are you in?
可以问自己，你正处于在什么风暴当中？
What is Jesus doing to reach you?
耶稣正在做什么来接近你？
What do you need to do to let Jesus in your boat?
你需要做什么来让耶稣进入你的船？
Take a moment of silence and think about one of these questions.
我们现在静下心来，思想其中一个问题。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we all face difficult storms in our lives.
主啊，我们在生命当中都面临困难的风暴。
Thank you for coming to save us.
谢谢你来拯救我们。
Help us to be aware of what you are doing for us.
帮助我们意识到你为我们所做的一切。
And help us to bring you into our lives.
也帮助我们把你带到我们生命当中
so that we can experience your love.
所以我们能体验到你的爱
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.